Well, hello, football fans. This is the Soccer Central podcast. I'm James Sharman, joined to my left, Thomas Dobby.
Hey.
To my further left or my right, because it's three of us.
We're actually Brendan directly Dunlop. Across from each other.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Riding the ivory needles.
Brendan
again.
Dunlop.
How you doing?
You sound good in those over there. Is that a better mic?
I think it probably... Well, my voice is considerably better than yours.
It's for syrupy, your voice. It's syrupy.
Yeah?
It's nice, yeah.
I don't know. I'm coming over a cold. Perhaps it's a bit of that.
Yeah, yeah.
I would like some female listeners to please tweet this and settle the conversation. Otherwise, it's just going to look weird.
We're joined by some class today. You know, we have to sometimes step it up.
Why do you flatter Dobby like that all the time? His head's not big enough.
He's called Bobby the Brains McMahon. You probably know who he is for many years now. And, of course, he is our go-to guy on Mondays on Soccer Central. Bobby, how's it going, mate?
This is the greatest honor I've ever had.
I thought you'd say that, actually. Yeah, it's pretty special, isn't it?
Because you paid him $25.
Am I becoming predictable then, if you expect
me? We just know that he paid you $25 because it came out on the Soccer Central expense list, and now we're done for the year with expenses.
Wait, hey, 25. Up it a bit.
Oh, you economist, you. Well, listen, fellas, obviously a busy weekend of action, as always. So much to get to here. So let's start with that. I guess, is it the big one this weekend, Arsenal, Liverpool? Or would you put the Welsh derby ahead of it, or Spurs,
no,
Everton?
I think Arsenal Liverpool was the one. I think that got all the build up and all the hype, and rightly so. And I think it lived up to it in a lot of ways. I thought it was a really good match. I mean,
thought it was crap.
Yeah, I bet you did. I thought Liverpool played all right, though. I thought they maybe deserved something, but you just see the difference right now in the confidence that Arsenal have because they took their chances, and Liverpool, for once this season, seemingly didn't have it in the final third.
I think it was a wake-up call as well. I think, yeah, it's been a great start to the season, but we heard Rodgers post-match trying to, you know, control those expectations, saying this is not a championship-winning team just yet. You know, they're away from there. However, they're a decent team, but I thought the golf in class, especially in the midfield, was pretty obvious in that one, Bobby.
Yeah, you know, Arsenal, they didn't settle for about maybe the first 20, 25 minutes. But once they started getting that rhythm and they started knocking that ball about and just the pressure they placed on Liverpool, I think that Liverpool hadn't really come across a team that really could knock the ball around like that this year. And I think I agree with James. It was sort of maybe not a wake-up call, but I think it was a little bit of cold water splashed in Liverpool's face in terms of expectations. It's not a championship-winning team. It's far from it. Job number one is to challenge, I think, consistently for a top-four place this year right to the end. And certainly, Rodgers, I think under Rodgers, progress is being made. But you don't go from sixth in that league to winning the league title in 1 year, that's for sure.
Were you surprised that Brendan Rodgers has played with his formation so much this season? I mean, he went with three at the back, and that's fine when you've got three solid ones at the back. But for the first time ever, as James said on the television show tonight, you really missed Glenn Johnson defensively.
Well, I think you look at I think Rodgers has been able to get away with that 3-5-2 because of the opposition up to now. But Flanagan struggled. Sissoko had a bit of a nightmare in the first half. He got taken off. The midfield never really worked. If you're going to play with wing backs, you've got to play with players who are actually wing backs. And Flanagan's not. And that's where Glenn Johnson has the adaptability, I think, to play as a right back or as a legitimate wing back as well on that right hand side. So I think Arsenal, really, when that ball was played out wide to Sissoko in the first half or Flanagan for much of the game, there was very little threat coming from it. So they were quite happy when Liverpool moved the ball wide. So I think he's got away with up to now. I think he's got to start making some decisions now. Coutinho starts getting fit again. How is he actually going to... Is he going to continue this 3-5-2, or is he going to go to something else? My sense is he's probably going to have to go with something else.
I find it very strange that the Skrtel-Agger partnership was so good last season, and Liverpool were one of the best defensive teams in the league, and the problem was they couldn't get the goals. And the fact that Agger is now the odd man out and, you know, all these rumors of him leaving, I really think that Rodgers has to patch this up and figure it out and get him fit and get him games, because you talked about the back there. I mean, Kola Touré, for me, has been, you know, on the decline for years now.
I think it's been pretty good this year in general. I mean, he got hurt quite early, you know.
But in the first massive test like this against, you know, I thought he was exposed. I thought Sacco and Sissoko were bad.
Sissoko was very poor. But, you know, it's funny that the Skrtel thing, because, I mean, 2 years ago they were very good, that partnership. Mm-hmm. Last year, Agger was outstanding throughout the campaign. Skrtel was dropped after that opening match, you know, if you remember, for a long part of last season.
That
we thought,
pass to Tevez,
right.
Skrtel was almost on his way this summer.
He was, absolutely. I thought he was gone, for sure. And now it's almost like a role reversal. He's now the guaranteed starter at the back there. And Agger, the guy who, you think Agger would fit more into a three at the back, wouldn't you? Anyway, he's far more mobile than Skrtel.
Just think about this, guys. It doesn't really make sense, does it? Agger, somebody that Barcelona were interested in, can't get into the Liverpool side.
Yeah.
Well said.
I think Kolo Touré, I agree with you, James. I think there was certainly a beginning of the season. I think he's exceeded expectations. He was basically bought to be a little bit of squad depth and a little bit of experience. Mm-hmm. I think he was playing above himself. He was maybe playing on adrenaline for the first few games. But it all came home a roost on Saturday. That one where he kicked the ball to the corner flag.
Yeah, just, I know.
Oh, that was
Man City vintage Kolo Touré.
That was Sunday pub league stuff.
Yeah.
Was this the result, though? Was this the game that says to you, Arsenal are for real? And Arsenal are
I've been saying
real,
it for a while now. I think they are for real.
I think that game might come next Sunday, because they play Manchester United away, and that's the bigger test. I mean,
Dortmund in between.
Don't get me wrong, even though United have had the season they've had. I mean, going to Old Trafford and doing it, it's different on the road. And United are starting to, you know, come together. They've won 4 in a row in 10-day span, and it's still United, Old Trafford. It's a massive test for Arsenal, you know, the 8-2 to get over. And just at home, different story. I didn't think Arsenal were outstanding in this one.
No.
I think 2-0 flatters them. But just the production and the games that they're getting from certain players. Aaron Ramsey, again, what can you say? I mean, another amazing goal. This guy is the breakout star of the season out of nowhere. And just the consistency that they're getting from guys like Arteta. Giroud is becoming... Yeah. Every game, Giroud is an absolute threat. He's so involved. He's going to be on that 11 every time. And we were worried going into the season. I know I was, that Arsenal maybe didn't have that top line striker. And Giroud, for me, has proved
tons
this season. Sure. He has been outstanding for them. He's such a key part of that offense. Obviously, Ozil is the piece. And, you know, we're going to reiterate it probably 38 times this season after every game that, you know, how big a difference he is and how much he changes that squad and the confidence that he brings out of them. But it's a lot of the older guys that are playing so well all at the right time, and it's just gelling.
Yeah.
I mean, Sanya was great on the weekend.
He's been very good.
He's been very good. I mean,
and bear in mind, no Wilshere, no Flamini for this either, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously no Walcott.
Theo Walcott's been out for a while. Yeah. Oxlade-Chamberlain has barely played a part this year at all. I mean, look at all the guys they have on the injury list, and they're still doing it. Mertesacker was very good.
It's crazy because it changes the way that they play. Like, you just mentioned all the guys that they're missing. What are they? Fast wingers.
Yeah.
And they're not playing with that width. They're playing through the center, and it's worked against them a couple of times this season. But it worked well.
I was always worried about Arsenal's depth. I mean, the last couple of years has been an issue. But this squad, when you look at it now, they are incredibly
Well,
deep.
On that note, Bobby, would you blame Arsene Wenger if he went up to some post-match press conference and stuck the middle finger up and said, up yours, all of you who doubted me? Because he's been saying for years now, just be patient. These young kids are going to come through for me eventually. They will, and I will spend money. And so far, albeit, you know, 10 games into the campaign, tough to argue with them.
Yes and no. If Arsenal do go on to win a trophy this year, he certainly will be. There'll be a level of vindication for him. However, having said that, there has been times in the last 5 to 6 years where the buying and the players he's bought have not been the greatest, and it hasn't really worked out. So, you know, Wenger is the same as every other manager. He makes good buys and he makes bad buys. But I think the one thing you can never accuse him of is not having confidence in these players and not giving them a chance. I don't think there's any player that leaves Emirates that could ever say that Arsene Wenger didn't give him a fair shot.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you see with Aaron Ramsey this year, is that incredible faith. I wrote an article about Ramsey a couple of weeks ago, and it's amazing. Nobody ever booed him, apparently. They all thought he was going to come good.
Right, yeah, no, sure.
Nobody tell me that.
Whatever.
Oh, no, we always had faith in him.
He was being hammered last year. Hammered by the fans.
For good reason. Someone died every time he scored a goal.
The guy came back from a dreadful leg break.
Injury.
You know,
yeah.
He's only 18.
That's not a question of, a year later he'll be fine. It takes 2 years often to get back from those kind of injuries.
Yeah. Or you don't come back.
And when they got him originally from Cardiff, right?
I think Cardiff.
He was touted.
Yeah. You know,
and I think Aaron Ramsey, and once again, this is the essence of the article, I think he has the potential to be the Frank Lampard or the Steven Gerrard of his generation.
Oh, for sure.
With him and Wilshere, I mean, if they can keep them together, that's, you know, an incredible, you know, partnership in the midfield for a long time. Yeah. Also, you mentioned that Wenger gives these guys a chance. I mean, Tomasz Rzeczycki is, again, a major part of this
team.
And for the last couple of years, he wasn't at all.
He's changed his game.
And to bring Flamini back, we thought,
what a joke.
That's your only signing.
Love that signing.
Again, he hasn't been healthy, but when he's played, he's been very good again. It's like Wenger just has found it right. Everything has worked out so far this year.
You mentioned that, Tomasz Rzeczycki, and I think that's really an interesting kind of case study, because you look at Rzeczycki, you look at the kind of midfield he's up against in terms of getting the starting position. And he's probably not in the top five or the top six, but when he plays, he brings something out of Arsenal that they don't have. He's very industrious. He's quick. He turns midfielders very quickly. It's one of the things he's very, very good at. You know, and you begin to see glimpses of the player he was a few years ago. And once again, it's back to having that faith in the players, and it's beginning to pay off. Because I think he does give them a zip in the midfield that sometimes they don't necessarily have when he doesn't play.
Reminds me a bit of Emmanuel Petit, you know, back in his day, you know, that same kind of presence in the midfield.
No, his hair's not nearly.
Yeah, well,
high praise.
Yeah, I mean, Emmanuel had some wonderful
hair. He's had a thinning out problem.
He's got a floppy hair. He's got a floppy hair, though, you know. Yeah.
Only once in the Premier League have Arsenal had as many points after 10 games as they do right now.
Hmm. Yeah.
207, 208.
Oh, you are Mr. Opta himself.
Oh, what a year that was.
So they have more points now than they did in the Invincible season?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
incredible.
Games, yeah.
I think if you go back to January the 1st, too, they got more points than any club.
They do.
That was the stat.
In football as well.
And now they go to Dortmund and Man United this week.
Well,
so
Dortmund again. I thought Dortmund was a wake-up call for them. Lost them out. Clearly, they were the second best in that day.
But
they've rebounded.
They might
be
a few times in that competition this season. But I think the difference is you
don't want to say, oh, well, you know, we want to go out, but there's a very good chance they're going to go out of the group stage. I mean, it's possible.
That Napoli game is looming
but
large.
But it wouldn't be the worst thing.
Yeah, exactly.
It wouldn't, well, I mean,
you think they're
going to
get that result, did you say, Bobby?
I think the
Napoli game.
They'll have to.
Oh, yeah.
At some point, too.
To finish up in the Europa League.
Yeah, which is no better. You're almost better off finishing fourth.
They'd be better off to tank it.
I still think Marseille is going to get some scalp before the group phase is done, though. They're going to be the banana skin, right?
And, not the same, though.
The Arsenal, the barometer, I am very impressed, and every week they're impressing me more. I still am not bought in that they can win the league. I would be stunned if they're lifting the Premier League trophy end of the season still.
When you look at the table, I mean, they've got 5 points clear right now, right? Yep. But you are seeing City and United, you know, albeit in a midst their troubles, they're not far off. They're really not far off at all from being where they should
be
as well.
It takes one run of a couple matches where they struggle. There's so many teams lined up.
It helped, obviously, this weekend with Newcastle stunning Chelsea 2-0.
I think the difference this year, guys, is the last couple of years, particularly, Arsenal have been chasing. They've always had to win these games to try and hang in and try and stay in contention. I think this time they're 5 points ahead, which is nothing. That can get turned over in a couple of weeks. That's not the issue. I think this movie comes from the Ozil signing as well. I think there's a general feeling amongst Arsenal supporters, and when you watch Arsenal, that they're never really out of a game. There's always a chance they're going to get something. And I think that's the different sides. I'd be surprised if they do go on to win the league, but I think the big step forward for them is they're at least going to be in a position to challenge right to the end this year.
Yeah. I hope they do win the league, honestly. If it can't be my team, I hope it's Arsenal, just because I told you so. I've defended that guy on this podcast, on other podcasts as well over the years, for a long time. So it'd be great to him to answer his critics. I mentioned the Chelsea-Newcastle game. Obviously, the Blues dropping that one 2-0. What is this Newcastle team, boys? Because one week they look fantastic. The next week they're just awful. Is it coming down the Pardew? Is it just all these players trying to gel, not coming together on the same pitch at the same time? Because it's as poor as Chelsea were, and they had nothing in attack. I thought Napoli's were very, very good in that game.
They're a mid-table team that's sitting ninth right now. It's exactly what they are.
Yeah.
You know, they can be great. They are a mid-table team.
Who we thought they were.
They are who we thought they were. They're a mid-table team in every sense, and they have that in them. I mean, they have a lot of nice pieces, but they also can look terrible like they did you know, the previous week against Sunderland.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yes, it's funny, actually, I saw Glenn Hoddle, who's obviously part of this FA commission, and he has been saying that he thinks John Terry, actually says it before yesterday's game, fair enough, should be pit for England again.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, again. Glenn Hoddle's not managing.
But Hoddle's got some influence in the FA.
Yes, he does.
A lot of influence right now.
Yeah, more than the public. I think that the public would still want to see John Terry.
Are you guys surprised by how JT's playing this year? He's playing pretty well, albeit this past weekend was, you know.
But James and guys, it's back to Mourinho's got a system where he's playing deep again.
Yeah, right.
And so it's absolutely wonderful for John Terry. He only has to defend with 20 yards behind him.
Yeah, so who cares about the no pace, right?
Yeah, it's different if you're willing for the English team to go to the World Cup and not necessarily play a very high pressing game and just sit 20 yards, 25 yards from your own goal with nothing behind you, then yeah, he's probably going to work. But Mourinho's designed a system to make Terry look good again.
Yeah, and we mentioned Arsenal's depth. I mean, Chelsea have an abundance of it. It's almost an embarrassment of riches. And Mourinho said this week that his biggest trouble with his team this season is trying to pick his best 11 out of week to week because it changes so much. And you have that rotation of, you know, Cahill and Terry and Luiz and these guys that can play the back and in the middle as well. And you can't get enough consistent games for these guys where you can find his best 11. He doesn't really know who it is. And then we talk about the battle up front, Torres, Eto, and Torres was very poor in this one for 60 minutes and got pulled off after a great week. So it's that consistency there as well. And I mean, Mourinho was—he never pulls punches. He was not impressed with that performance. It was poor in a time when Chelsea had been rolling. I think they'd won 7 or 8 games on the trot in all competitions.
Yeah.
And you throw in a stinker like this, and it's just another one of those where who is going to step up and take that mantle as the team to beat? And nobody.
We
Arsenal
thought it might be them,
right?
This past couple of weeks, we thought that. But 5 points away from home this season. You know, that's not good enough.
Mm, no.
And I think
they'll improve that. It really is a marathon. We say that. And they're playing into it. Yeah. Look at the way they're playing now. Would you bet against them? There's not too many fixtures I would.
No, of course not. No.
Something about the Northeast.
They got Schalke this week, haven't they, in the Champions League? They smashed them last time.
Yeah, they've got Schalke at home.
Yeah, that can be a problem.
That's right. There's something about the Northeast, Jose, just can't win.
Yeah,
so
no,
the show is records.
Newcastle, Sunderland, yeah.
Has Mourinho ever won up there? Newcastle?
He's not won at
Newcastle, but just the Northeast in general. His last five, when he's in charge of Chelsea, they've lost. They lost to Borough. Back in his previous tenure, he's lost to Sunderland. The last five up there, he's been awful.
Yeah.
Which means nothing.
Right. Except the Northeast.
Yeah. Bobby's on the Jose payroll.
Man City, 7. 7 goals against Norwich. They're bouncing back after Joe Hart was benched. So clearly, Costel Pantilimon has opened up the key to that attack.
They could have put Bobby
the confidence
in there.
Not confidence they played.
The fantasy pool.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Hart.
Oh,
Brad Guzan's going to be in
switch
there.
Him. I had Michel Vorm as the backup. I didn't switch him. Damn it.
Aguero, 8 goals in his last 5 starts as well. He finds his form as well.
Got him in the pool as well. Yeah. Too bad that first one they gave an own goal. I think the most impressive thing about that City, you know, scoreline when you look at it in the performance is that, albeit with an own goal, 7 different goal scorers, which is pretty rare when you put that many up.
Including Bradley Johnson.
Yeah,
especially with those players.
It just shows how many weapons.
You can add as well to that, there was 9 different City players with shot attempts on goal.
Wow. Yeah.
Including Costel Pantilimon.
Well, I don't expect them to play like that on the road, Bobby, but why is it that they're so night and day? Like,
I just think that the City kind of have a feeling about them that they go out, they have their standard, and it's very rare for them actually to go out and play with any great emotion or any great encouragement. They just go out, they play, they expect to win, and when they're away, I think the crowd against them, I think, inspires the other team. I think it's one of these things that, you know, and now over the last couple of years, they've very much got a target on their back. The year they won the league, it was very much down to their... Even their away form that year wasn't great. They were almost... I think the Sunderland was the only team that took a draw away from Etihad Stadium 2 years ago when they won the league.
Yeah, it was a 3-3 game, I remember. Yeah, City scored twice late.
3-1 or something. So you look at that and you say, well, you know, has Manchester City's away form ever been that great? And I think the answer you come back to, it's never been quite as bad as it has been this year, but it's still never been all that great. So it's more, I think, a continuing problem than anything else. It's almost like the problems in Europe. It's they've got their standard, they go out and play, and if they win, they win, they lose, they lose. But they seem to be a little bit more motivated playing against a Norwich side that, quite frankly, looks like
Wow, I know.
Well,
Chris
Ewing
is very much
for
there.
They're going to win.
But it looks in recent times that Norwich actually maybe got there the house in order to a certain point, and we're playing more of a system there, and defensively we're a lot sounder, I thought, in recent weeks. Then that happens, and it's like,
yeah,
wow.
They lost three at Chelsea.
Yeah.
Conceded four at Arsenal. They conceded four at United in the Cup, or one cup, and now seven.
Yeah, not ideal, is it?
No, it's going to happen. I mean, like, let's be honest. You know, these teams, they get nice results sometimes, but, you know, it really isn't fair, and you hate to, you know, use that, but just the amount of money and world-class talent on the field against them. I mean, Norwich, you know, try picking
never
a guy
out.
Well, and listen, they're doing it without Robert Snodgrass.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Exactly.
That's the reason. Wolf the glue. The glue.
Is Chris Shuten going to be for the, yeah, I know. Going for the jump?
Yeah, is he a good manager? Is he a manager, right? Is he just a very good coach? Because yeah. at some point, you've got to say, at some
still
point.
Torn with him.
Who goes first, him or Martignol? Those are the two right now, the most on the chopping block.
Yeah. I think I would say Yol, because I think that Khan might feel he needs something to prove, and Khan might be the only chairman that's not afraid of Martignol.
Yeah,
physically,
he's a scary
very good
guy.
Martignol scares the life out of
Jesus
me.
Out of you.
Yeah, I forgot what show.
But Khan's moustache is intimidating as well.
Yeah, it is.
Right,
it is.
That might even be the bigger man than Martignol.
If you have a moustache like that, though, Bobby, should you not shave it from November? That would raise awareness.
Yeah.
No, I think if you've got a moustache like that, you actually have a moustache within a moustache.
Yeah, maybe. There's something living in it, potentially.
Yeah. Listen, you mentioned Fulham there, of course. Bobby, before we let you go, United 3-1. Now, before we get to this game, Sven-Göran Eriksson's got a book out. And it's amazing. It's being serialized as if Sven's trying to cash in on the book. Imagine that.
That doesn't
Sven.
Sound like something he would do, though,
I know.
Honestly.
I bet they're all back payments.
How many checks is he getting just now from how many clubs and countries
around
the world?
I think Lazio's still paying him.
And Man City and Benfica.
Yeah. Seriously, that's a rich, rich man, but he's got to pay his court fees, right?
The Thailand chapter.
He says that he signed a contract in, I think it was 02, 03?
02.
02, to replace Alex Ferguson as Manchester United manager. And he signed it, and he still got it. In the end, Fergie obviously changed his mind. Wow. Wow. How would history have been different, do you think, if Sven had actually taken over from Fergie a decade ago?
But this is the thing. This is the interesting thing about Eriksson. Is you look at his record in Europe, and he was a pretty good manager.
He was, yeah.
Level. Like, he spent a few bucks when he was with Lazio, but you look at his record in Sweden, I think it was at Gothenburg, and he went to Portugal. He had some success there. I think it was with Benfica. And then Lazio, Sampdoria, and then Lazio, he did a fair job. I think it wasn't until he went to England and became the national team manager that he became a caricature of himself.
Yeah.
And he's just this figure of fun. And he kind of reminds me, I think somebody once said that some managers get to the stage when the only decisions they have in them are bad ones.
I actually liked Eriksson as England manager.
Hey, listen,
I actually thought
look at
he
their
did
record
a
with
good
him.
Job.
They were quarterfinals.
They had a lot worse.
World Cups.
They had a lot worse. That Ronaldinho one from 40 yards off.
Yeah. They lost, you know, in a bad way in those tournaments, but they were pretty good teams.
They were pretty good teams, and that was, you know,
that was the golden generation.
It was the golden generation.
Oh God, yes, it was.
And then Sven-Göran Eriksson was rumored to Sheffield United a couple weeks ago. So look how far he's fallen.
Big and money, that whole kind of awkward bromance with Beckham kind of followed him as well wherever he went, didn't it?
But Sven at Sheffield United, my God.
So who knows? Happen. Maybe it would have been successful at United. You never know. Right?
I guarantee like I said, we're not talking not about this manager. On this podcast if he had signed that.
But of course, Fergie did stay, and now it's David Moyes. United 3-1 over Fulham, 3 goals in 13 minutes. Yanisai was pretty good again, wasn't he?
Good again. I mean, this guy is, you know, he's not going to be the next Makeda, I suppose. We talked about that. But he's already done more, I think, than Makeda did in his whole Manchester United career after that.
Is he still on their books, Bobby?
He was out on loan, wasn't he? I think he's back. I think he's actually with the team.
Wow. Rooney and Van Persie, though, finding their rhythm together, aren't they? I mean, I know it's Fulham, and Fulham have been incredibly poor. And we talked about Martignol, and wow, they just looked a mess. Good for them in the second half to show a bit of fight and not get completely rolled over, but
Never trust a team that plays well at 3-0 down.
Yeah,
seriously.
It's true.
Seriously. Fellaini benched again. I came on this one, right? Do you think there's an issue there?
Do you think he's just not fit?
And he's not a £30 million player?
No. Yeah. Overrated, but I mean, Moyes bought him.
Yeah.
Right?
I think Moyes is really under pressure to just kind of figure out what works. And when he's had Fellaini in, they hadn't won games.
Yeah.
I think you've got to give Fellaini a year to get himself sorted out. At least 6 months, to be fair.
Do you think his future is at as that, you know, holding defensive midfielder or further up the field? Because he played both, obviously, at Everton, and so far at United he's been playing very deep.
I liked him when he played further forward.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Reference point, right?
Yeah, but there again, you didn't have Rooney in the Everton side at that point, did you?
No, right.
Van Persie. So you start throwing. Like, I think Fellaini offers them a really good option late in the game in terms of when they're putting pressure on a team. It gives them another option to throw them up front and cause some havoc. But I think from a game in, game out kind of perspective, I don't think him playing further up the field where in the areas that Rooney plays in really does them much good. So I think it almost becomes a case of, you know, he automatically then you think of him playing a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
Talk about a barometer for Arsenal next week against Manchester United. You can say the same for them. I mean,
yeah.
I mentioned four wins in, you know, 10, 11 days there. They beat Sociedad 1-0 at home, okay. You know, Stoke 3-2 with the comeback where they were very poor for most of the match until that comeback.
Sure.
And then they beat Norwich in the cup and now Fulham.
I'm beaten in seven games.
Now they go to Sociedad midweek and then they've got Arsenal on Sunday. So again, a massive barometer if Manchester United are back to the level they need to be at, playing skilled offensive teams, both of them. See how that defense holds up, because it's all well and good, like you said, Bobby, Fulham playing at 3-0 down. It's all well and good for Manchester United to look good defensively when they're up 3-0 as well.
Yeah.
Let's see how they can do it against teams that can run circles around them if they're not careful. This is a massive week for them. I'm interested to see how they respond, because the confidence seems to be back, but all it takes is, you know, Rio Ferdinand getting absolutely burned by somebody 15 years younger and sure. 10 times as fast to make them look very poor again.
Johnny Evans sent off.
Well, what Manchester United have got coming up, it's a little bit down the road, but they've got the Spurs the end of November, and then they've got Everton the week after, which is obviously going to get built up to a big game because of the Moyes connection as well.
Yeah.
So there's not necessarily, there's a couple of tough games for them round the turn of the month, so you add that to Arsenal. So it's not the hardest kind of run, but it's certainly not an easy one either. And it's certainly to support your position, Thomas, it really, you know, begins to tell us something about how United are evolving under Moyes as well.
It's also unfair. I thought they had the worst schedule to start the season ever, Moyes said. Yeah. Not fair.
He was shocked, yeah.
Awful. How can they have these tough games still now? I thought they played them all.
Yeah.
No,
well, I'm sure...
It's going to help them, though. Let's face it, he's kind of... The expectations have been doused a little bit, so that's maybe not a bad thing either.
I'm sure Rio's shaking the prospect of facing Spurs' vaunted offense, you know, in the next time.
That's definitely what he's worrying about as he sits at his lovely restaurant.
Yeah, Man City scored 7 on the weekend. Spurs have 9 in 10 games.
After Bobby, can you answer this trivia question? Robin van Persie is now the leading Dutch scorer in Premier League history, overtaking who?
I would go Jimmy Floyd Hasselbeck.
Yes,
you are Jimmy Floyd.
Like, this is all infused in your brain before you wake up.
One of the best ever. Jimmy Floyd was
that
Leeds team, eh?
Hey,
Jimmy
Floyd. I've got an idea. This just came to me. Hey, Bobby, do you want to be our quiz master?
Oh, yeah, seriously.
About a month and a half? Can you put a quiz together in about a month and a half for the three of us?
Could he ever?
I might be able.
I
pulled out.
Perfect.
I told you that my last...
Oh,
my last
reference.
Nice. We could do it, I suppose. Yeah.
Or you could do it and Bobby could
yeah,
be on it. But
Bobby on it.
Nobody wants to hear this.
To guarantee that neither of you guys win, it's well worth it. I will fly Bobby out here myself.
There we go.
Bobby, I think you've been tasked with putting together a quiz. I don't know if you've listened the last couple seasons, but you can get an idea of it.
Yeah,
we had a very good quiz master.
Yeah.
I think that...
we'll talk.
We'll
for
find
sure.
another 25 yeah. bucks in the budget.
Of course, this is assuming that there'll be a podcast by Christmas. Who the hell knows, really?
Yeah. You know, JMO's not here today.
Yeah.
You just said hell.
Yeah.
We're off the air.
There's a $25 Starbucks gift card in the mail. You'll get it
guaranteed
for the quiz.
Great idea, Bobby, thanks, mate. Great job. Your Forbes.com column, when can we find that?
You can find it on Forbes.com, and actually, strangely, it was on Arsenal and Liverpool. We did
a piece
on Friday, and then it had a follow-up with just some thoughts, 3 on Liverpool and 3 on Arsenal, about what might be ahead of them.
Right. And you'll be on Soccer Central, of course, on Monday as well.
I will, and with Brendan.
With Brendan this
looking
week,
forward to it, Bobby.
Oh, back from vacation there, eh, Putters?
Back to work. You know?
Doing 3 effing jobs
Though
again.
Am I ever. I was at work 3 days my vacation.
Okay. What a loser.
Hey,
Bobby, thanks, pal. Great job. Speak to you soon.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Cheers, mate.
Bye-bye.
Bobby McMahon, legend. Absolute legend. Mentioned Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank there. That Leeds team in the early 2000s with Jimmy Floyd, you had Viduka beside him.
Yeah.
You had Kuehl outside. Yeah. You had Lee Boyer, who was outstanding back then. Jonathan Woodgate.
Nigel Martin in that.
Nigel
Alan
Martin
Smith.
In goal, yeah.
Was he not the
part Lucas
of that as well?
Radebe.
Lucas Radebe, yeah.
Wow.
That was a really good team.
Then they were on the cusp. Ferdinand play for them too?
Rio did.
Not at that time.
They bought Rio Ferdinand for £18 million.
Yeah, that was the beginning of the end.
Yeah, it was Peter Risdale, that era, and he basically spent, assuming they qualify for the Champions League. Oops, didn't qualify.
They're having a decent start in the championship this year. I think they're in sixth or seventh lead. So.
Who's the boss now?
Good question.
Tony Danza.
I don't follow the championship.
Is Bobby still on the phone?
I know. Our boy Lucas Pancari asked a question last week about the championship. I don't follow it as much now because I follow League One.
Leeds need to be back in the Premier League.
But, why don't you tell us who the leading yards per carry rusher is in the NFL right now?
I don't know. Do you guys watch the Spurs-Everton game today?
I didn't wake up for it.
I had one eye on it and it was pretty
I did the
awful.
Coles notes. I fast-forwarded through PVR. I heard it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
You had the highlights. I did the show.
You know what was funny
Next
to me?
Year. Yeah.
You know what was funny to me about that game, which I didn't really realize until I heard it afterwards, that if one of those teams had won it, they'd be in second place.
Yeah.
You know, you just think how close it is, tightly packed.
Yeah.
If either of them had won that game, they're in second.
Well,
I mean,
Spurs having scored nine goals.
Nine
in
goals.
Fourth place.
But they've only conceded five.
Yeah. With seven clean sheets, Lloris has got. Yeah. We got the wrong keeper.
Mind you, did you see that today? He got his bell rung.
Oh, my God. I can't
believe
he
carried on. My God. It was like whiplash. He was out cold.
I joked
at
the show.
And now they're saying that the talk is that AVB kind of overruled the medical staff. Is it? No, he's playing. He's going to keep playing.
How much do they hate Brad Friedel and not trust him?
If it was the NHL, he'd have been in the quiet room for sure.
For six months, yeah, exactly.
Another hockey reference, yeah. Get connected.
Incredibly tight, though. Seaman reference. Everton 19 points in seventh. I mean, they could have gone up to second with 21 with a win. Good turnaround for Martinez. I mean, they drew their first three, and I was worried about them. They played well in those three, but they drew them all. I said, oh, God. But now, I mean, pretty good run. And, you know, they were at home today. Maybe the impetus on them a little bit to win it, but Spurs playing well, you know, not conceding a lot of goals. If you're Everton, you probably take that. And it's just, for them, it's so difficult because there are so many teams now in the mix. Everton's kind of that forgotten one.
If they finish
six this year, it would be... You know, a pretty big coup because you have all those big six. Like,
sure.
Who are they going to beat out of them?
The fact that they're still in that conversation says a lot to them and a lot to Martinez.
I think he's proven me. You know, I'm becoming a believer in him. I was always a bit suspicious. And could he make this step up? Because it is a big step from Wigan.
You didn't think
this.
It would work?
Well, I was very much, I held my, you know, my judgment was in reserve. I wasn't sure.
When he turned down.
I thought this reputation he had for a team that was perennially in the relegation spots.
Yeah.
I thought, come on, guys. But listen. So far, the proof's in the pudding, right? They're doing pretty well. They're playing nice football, and they've adapted it because they were all bland and boring before under Moyes. Within, you know, 10 games, he's transformed
his
team. Today
was bland and boring.
Sure, but, you know, they play a very different style of football.
Yeah. And it helps that they, you know, were able to steal Lukaku from Chelsea for the season.
I mean, was it ever?
Guy's a monster.
Probably should have scored today.
You should have killed. You ever watched The Walking Dead?
Should have killed
The Walking Dead?
I did, actually, yeah.
When I saw the replay of Lukaku going through Larissa's head, I expected it to explode, like in The Walking Dead when they
killed
the
zombies. It's got gorier this year. Right? Even better, the effects in Walking Dead.
Did you know how many English cast members are in that?
I know the main character's English, right?
Yeah, Rick is
Rick
English,
is
but
English.
So is Maggie, and so was the general of the
no
governor.
No idea what you guys are talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, he's English.
I got to tell you, Walking Dead. Let me tell you,
he's a West End star.
Walking Dead is not my thing. You know, I wouldn't thought it was, and I started watching it last year. Well, I just got kind of zombie
this
boring.
Zombie thing.
I know it's just too much, right?
What is this?
It's ludicrous.
Like the last few years.
All these nerds out there,
really
loving
like,
these zombie walks.
It's just
the
shark, as punters would say. It's just I don't
the zombie shark, maybe
zombie walks.
But
I got to
say, it's pretty good. This show.
What's going on here?
It's got its claws into me, and I do enjoy
it. It is one of those shows.
Colts are down
those...
14-0. Are you kidding me?
Really? Why, do you guys play every Sunday nighter, by the way?
We've had three primetime games in a row.
How many 1 o'clock games you played this season?
I don't know, probably like five.
Where's the show going?
Allow me to speak for all the listeners.
Sip.
Shut up.
Gross.
A is NFL. B, it's a podcast, which by the time they listen to this, they'll know the final score.
Well, you guys are talking about Walking Dead.
Wait till we get to bits and bobs, buddy. We got
the
some
Walking Dead is the
cold.
There was a
right
perfect segue
now.
From B was saying about Lloris getting hit in the head. It's a perfect segue to the Walking Dead.
Yeah.
It was connected. It was football related.
Right.
Speaking of Breaking Bad.
I just finished that last week, actually.
Really?
Yes.
I wish there's a really bad injury. Breaking Bad, breaking leg. There isn't this
week. I was referring to the podcast.
Oh. It's, this podcast is broken.
I need some sound effects here.
It's broken. Stoke 1, Southampton 1.
Unbelievable.
Begovic goal. Love seeing that. That's amazing.
He would be Canada's leading scorer as well.
Honestly, that was a stat.
The team, for Christ's sake, this year.
The same as Canada have in 2013.
Really?
And Canada played in the Gold Cup 3 games. They played a few. I think they've played at least 6 games.
Yeah, Mauritania.
And Artur Asmir Begovic is tied with Canada's whole national team for goals this year.
Wow.
That says it all.
I interviewed Dero today, actually. It's on Monday's show.
Nice. Can't wait to see the full thing.
We're talking off camera about, you know, Canada and Mauritania. And I was saying, yeah, man, Mauritania. And he goes, honestly, it was such a horrible field, and they were going in with 2-footers over the ball continuously.
Really?
He goes, I was just terrified I wasn't even going to finish the game. Hmm. It was horrendous.
Those Mauritanian butchers, eh?
Yeah, butchers.
They actually are butchers in their other job. That's they have other jobs.
Yep. He got the program. $3.
But, yeah, I like seeing goalkeepers score. Jose Luis Chilavert was one of my favorites of all time.
Remember when Tim Howard scored for Everton against Bolton? Yeah, somebody got that on the quiz
last
year. Who
was the keeper, though?
Yeah,
he
was like red.
Bogdan.
Adam Bogdan.
That's right.
Yeah.
I didn't get the right score. I said 2-0 is 2-1.
Is he at Bolton still?
Yeah, I think he is, yeah.
So ginger, wasn't he? Wow.
Bolton. Megson, right?
What is it, Bolton and gingers?
Yeah,
Megson. Did Stevie Sidwell play there at some point? Probably. No, I don't think so.
But he fits in perfectly in that show.
Who did Sidwell join Chelsea from?
I have the interweb.
Was it Bolton?
Where did he join Chelsea from?
Yeah. Reading. It's Reading.
Reading. That's right.
When did he go to Villa? After Chelsea?
After Chelsea, right?
Jesus. He's actually a pretty good player, Sidwell.
Yeah,
he's made the rounds.
Making the rounds.
That's a good segment.
How about having it, not having it? Yeah. That'd be an idea.
I couldn't think of making the rounds. That's good.
Have your say. Have your say.
It's not bad either, yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about getting emails for that, for the podcast today.
No, it's too late now.
It's terrible, isn't it?
It's for the podcast. Organized. No, you do that for the roundtable show, isn't it?
No, and for this as well.
Oh, whatever.
Southampton. No, I mean,
whatever. Maybe they want to ask us questions.
Pretty good point for Southampton again after going down 1-0 from a keeper's goal in 13 seconds.
4 goals against.
He responded again. Jay Rodriguez header. I really like that goal,
you're
actually.
Oh, but you're a big fan of Rodriguez as well.
Am I? I don't know.
I thought you were.
Nah,
you mean the 80s blues musician? Sugar Man? Yeah. I love Rodriguez, man.
Did you see that movie?
No, it's amazing.
That was good.
So good.
Yeah.
No zombies in that movie.
No.
Sugar Man?
Searching for Sugar Man.
Oh.
It's about this musician from the, I guess, 70s, right? Who was really renowned in the industry.
Yeah, from Detroit. And he was super popular in South Africa.
That's right.
Didn't know it. His
I think
label
it won
kept the, money,
the best doc at the Oscars last year. Mm.
Really?
Yeah. That was really good.
Shall we go back to Stevie Sidwell?
Yeah.
I forgot this. Best mates with our mate, Rowan Ricketts.
Is he?
They were BFFs.
From where?
Ricky's got a lot of best mates.
He has got a lot of best mates.
But not with as much guile as Stevie Sidwell.
A lot of favorite teams as well. I saw somebody ripping him on Twitter this week because he responded just saying, you're a Man United fan, an Arsenal fan, and a Spurs fan. Like, how is that possible? Say, so, oh, that's why punters and him get along so well. So, that was great.
Brentford, Beveren.
Brentford.
Brighton and Hove Albion. Reading, that was a permanent deal. And that was where he actually played the most appearances. Chelsea, Villa, Fulham.
Okay. Yeah, so we had it. Right. That's right.
Ready. Is he the most successful ginger in the Premier League?
Dave Kitson is pretty good.
Is he the most successful ginger in the Premier
Paul
League?
Scholes would probably take that.
I love how it took us a second. You're completely wrong.
Yeah, Scholesy.
Have you ever heard of a Paul Scholes?
Ginger.
I think who else there is? I'm just having a complete brain cramp here. Other ginger-headed fellas.
You're nearly 40, Charmin. It's going to happen more often.
No, it happens a lot.
This is off the rails here.
Yeah.
Has it ever been
on? I like this podcast.
If it was on.
Listen, we were serious for a while, though, Bobby. We brought some class to the podcast,
absolutely.
Right? And then we're going to bring it down to our level.
Yeah, sure.
That's exactly where it belongs.
Cardiff Swansea. Big derby.
Oh.
I didn't actually get to watch that much of it this morning. I was doing other stuff.
Do you have a Welsh accent in the entourage?
Yeah, it's okay. It's not great. I might bring it out at some point.
Okay.
Yeah.
And back to the game.
Yeah, back to the game. You watched it more than closing than I did, so not a great game.
It wasn't very good. But, I mean, obviously the atmosphere was going to be so much for both those teams. And I think at, you know, Swansea certainly with the experience and Swansea with the better players. I mean, Cardiff's been very well in this offseason. I still think we've yet to see the best from Gary Medel. But they're not at that level. But both managers approached it very, I think, conservatively. You could tell in that first half that there was just a fear of losing it, I think. But the fact that Malcolm Mackay and Cardiff went for it in the second half, and they certainly did play better. They upped the pace. They pressed and they drove Swansea to move the ball and to try and figure them out. And they were on the fortunate end, and Stephen Caulker is now a hero in Cardiff folklore.
Yeah, he just wanted it more. I mean, on that corner. It was a great
whipped
in ball from Bellamy. But Cocker beat Chico Flores just kind of standing and watching. And, you know, again, I talked about a lot about the Sunderland-Newcastle match last week, just the emotion and what it means. And, again, just the atmosphere. It's just amazing. That's what makes those games, right? Yeah, I mean, everybody.
And the little things like seeing Angel Rangel in goal at the end. It's just outstanding. Yeah, right? A little subplot, you know, and these huge gloves.
It got to Vorm a little, didn't it? Because Vorm's, usually incredibly reliable. I think he's one of the most underrated players in the Premier League, not just keepers.
But that was crazy,
insane. No reason to do that. And now he's... going to be out for a few, but
a lot of sub stories that made it good. All the backroom BS that's gone on with Tan, and the fans wearing predominantly blue, which is their sign of protest against Tan's switching
what
of the blue.
Idiot he is.
Yeah.
What an absolute idiot who has not done his due diligence, doesn't understand sport, let alone football.
Though, right?
But we talked about this before. It might have been last week when you were here. Just if I'm a Cardiff fan, I don't care because look at where we are. I mean, this is a team that's in the Premier League for the first time. This is a team enjoying the heights. This is the best they've ever been.
Yeah, and you can do that. You can do that while still respecting the past of the club.
Sure, you can. Right? But I'd rather have this guy doing this and infusing the money and us being there. Suck the soul out of it. I don't care. I'll sell my soul for success.
I cannot wait to play this podcast back in 18 months when Sheffield United are in the FA Cup final.
We're going to be in League 2 next season.
Well, you got Qatari money.
Niger
right?
Not getting the job done there?
Well, we started okay. We had 7 points from 9 possible points, and then we lost this weekend at Shrewsbury. So we're
is it Qatari
back
money?
In the bottom four.
Or something else?
Middle East.
Yeah, but it's about like $85,000 in the end, is what the guy invested in the club.
Well,
it's not nearly what. Because I think when he said, well, my uncle's very rich.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I'm very rich.
There'll be a lot more, but we'll see.
JMO text.
The other thing was that.
Shut up.
The other thing that was interesting and cool about the Cardiff Swansea match, if it were, is that Cardiff actually jumped ahead of Swansea in the table with that. Yeah. So it's not only the bragging rights, but also jump ahead is very significant. For me, I was surprised by that because Swansea just think, humming along, they do what they do. But they've not been great in the league this season. And the fact that Cardiff are now above them, Swansea in 13th, I don't think there's any worry about Swansea for relegation. But, big
neither of them,
thing.
If everything stays stable
should
for
be okay.
Cardiff, they should be fine.
Palace seemingly are locked to go down.
JMO's asking, how's it going?
Respond with,
tell him we didn't start till late because you idiots were doing the show late. And
respond with, listen on iTunes. Yeah. And this is what we call live plugs. He's going to love this. Listen on iTunes. The show will be up shortly. Mm-hmm. Hashtag great.
Yeah.
Text that. Have you ever texted with a hashtag in your life?
I do all the time.
All the time.
In text, though?
He does
you guys
when
are
we text,
bus.
He always does text. It.
I just never text you, but then I know. So he wouldn't know.
Actually,
I haven't even got your number done.
It's more about you, hashtag D-bag, usually. So.
Take it.
Thing is, Jamer would...
co-captain of D-bag FC.
How Jamer would expect me, though, to actually read my text while hosting this podcast.
Where you are.
He's so worried about the show.
You are.
You should say... boards on fire, like Dunlop at the hospital.
Pets' heads are falling off.
Our pets' heads are falling
off. We're talking about
the Colts.
Dobby's
dropped 11 F-bombs so far.
We're talking about the Colts.
Topics of the day. Bobby's phone didn't work. The Walking Dead. Colts down by 4.
Team.
Whatever you said. Oh, 14. God, they suck, eh?
Is it still 14?
Andrew, unlock.
Christ, this is a terrible podcast. Hull won, beat Sunderland. Lee Catamol, 7 red cards in his career.
I feel like he's
what
done this
dumbass
before.
Challenge that was.
Yeah.
Wow. And I didn't ask Bobby because Bobby hates Lee Catamol.
Yeah.
More than Dobby? Dobby hates him too.
I think, it's hard to say, but he goes out of his way to find a reason to write a paragraph about Lee Catamol.
He's really got to go out of his way to do that.
A calm and cool kind of guy, Bobby, but mention Lee Catamol and the red mist descends.
Sunderland, though, again, a little bit, too little to it, but impressive with 9 men to not concede. And they played okay, so,
not too many people will be saying that.
Should we do some other
leagues? Steve Bruce get a win because he was being crushed by those fans. Sunderland supporters.
They've only conceded one goal at home.
Amazingly,
they've conceded one goal at home in 5 games. Yep. Hull.
Who's he getting crushed by?
The Oasis,
Sunderland,
fans. Sunderland fans.
Oh yeah. Oh, understandable.
Okay. Anything else from England you want to get to?
No.
The Clare and Blue Derby.
Yeah. Shite.
No.
It's dreadful.
Roma.
Roma. One goal conceded today. 2 in the season. They drew. Rudy Garcia watch is officially on.
Yeah.
Not good enough.
What are you guys talking about that today? You both tweeted it at a similar time. It's like...
we might have made it. I think we
Rudy
made
Garcia
jokes.
Watch.
Yeah, because he's right beside me. Or close enough.
Right.
Sometimes it's hard because we both come up with such brilliance.
Yeah, it is hard.
But if one tweets it first, shit. I mean, No. Rats. Do I got to edit this out now?
I think you're that one shit.
That's two. No,
yeah. Text J-Mo back.
J-Mo.
Pause.
So,
let's get a pause here so you can edit it.
Okay. Pause.
And continue.
That's fine.
Okay. I'm not going to say it. You called Torino getting something out of this game, though, didn't you, punters? Good for you.
Yeah, well, I just thought that... because Roma... you know what it was, actually? It was me thinking, Roma's got the Champions League this week. Yeah, they'll be in trouble. And that's why I said it. They're not in the Champions League.
No.
The interesting thing, though, is, I mean, they dropped points for the first time after 10 straight wins. And now you look at it, and Juventus and Napoli are 3 points behind. Those teams have been humming along as well. Yeah. So
it's crazy to see how tight it is despite the great start they've had.
Seaman reference. Yeah.
Milan lose
again. Hope
you
enjoyed the first three episodes.
Milan lost again, yeah.
Yeah, winless in four competitions now.
Yikes.
Allegri gone.
He's
got to
be going, right? And he's not a bad coach, but it's just... It's a Serie A. Yeah. It's AC Milan. They're showing this guy more patience than I've ever seen before.
Well, but he's earned it, I think. I think he came in with in a pretty rocky situation. Remember, he came in after Leonardo. They won the league. He's dealt with a lot of a bit of a revolving door. Ibra in and out.
Yeah.
You know, he's had to do. He's had
Whose
fault is
that?
Well, it's just time.
Ibra also, the whole the issues off the field too with Berlusconi. Right,
yeah.
It's been the terrible time.
It's
for
a
the
lot
club.
To deal with. I think Allegri has proven to be a very good coach, a very good manager.
Mm-hmm. Look, Hellas Verona.
Wow,
story
won again today.
Huh?
What?
Yeah. I think
fifth.
So. Yeah,
unbelievable.
It's
funny seeing like this past week, Luca Toni scoring, Amaury scoring. Like, what is this like? You know, 2007.
Yeah, I can only imagine their stadium is just a piece of garbage. You can't say that I've seen it this year, but
no. Most of them are in the Serie A.
Yeah,
they're not good stadiums.
No,
there's issues there.
I think they've won all six that they've played at home.
Yeah.
They've been dominant at home. They're, fourth, fifth?
Fifth, behind Inter.
Wow.
Spain, Barca won today, or this weekend, what, today?
I think they won Friday. Yesterday.
Was it Friday? Jesus Christ.
Some point in the last 7 days.
Alexis Sanchez scored 7 goals, eh?
Alexis on fire.
You know it.
Moving on.
Moving on. Put that line in there.
Of course. Every highlight pack, if Sanchez
5.
Does something, that comes up.
Five. Oh, wasn't that fun?
Alexis on fire.
Also, every dead ball that City have. Yeah. That's your thing.
Yeah.
That's your go-to.
That's my go-to.
A la Pele with an overhead
kick. A la Pele, yeah.
Heard that one through 7 million times over the past 7 years. Yeah, a la Pele.
The good ones, man.
You miss it on Connected. You'd love to hear it again.
I'd love to hear
when
it
when George Papoulos busts that out next, you're going to laugh your ass.
Could you, do you think,
off.
As producer of Connected now, very gradually and slowly, you can make it into a soccer show?
I've been putting more and more in.
Have you?
Well, the hellest highlights get in tonight's show.
I got like the Canada... What were they
under
playing?
Under 17s?
I got that in.
Really?
The girls under 17s?
No, I got the guys in the,
the World Cup.
The girls won 11-0.
11-0 today.
I was in the control room watching your guys.
Oh, isn't it?
Fifth and sixth blocks because I was here so early. Sherman told me to come in early.
Because I thought it would be done. And we should have been done early, shouldn't we?
We're going about an hour now.
Yeah.
This is getting long.
What else? Real Madrid won. Yeah. Ronaldo scored two more. Bale, two more assists. So he officially accepted that. Yeah, Bale's okay. And he'll be just fine at Real Madrid.
We talked about it a lot last week after.
Well, I wasn't here, was I?
No, after
El
Clasico.
You should have listened, boss.
We want to see him do it against the, the bigger
the real
clubs.
Teams, yeah. Rayo Vallecano. That's why they pay 100 million euros.
Are we honestly over an hour at this point?
No.
Okay.
I would just say this to scare you. If you really want
so,
you
such
missed
a
this,
serious
really?
Podcast. No, all right, whatever. Just
what you want?
What
to
are the big stories?
Yeah,
Monaco
if you want vanilla, you
France.
Can find vanilla on the.
Hey, Nelson Oliveira scored for Rennes today. Once,
okay.
Not twice.
Monaco lost, so Lille up to second.
Yeah,
interesting there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't care.
No,
I don't know.
I don't give two craps.
So
honestly,
jaded. Yes.
Ligue 1 highlights and connected tonight. Stay tuned.
not okay. This will make you feel better. MLS. Playoffs.
Oh, shall we?
We're
out of time.
Yeah, obviously, as we
MLS is the best league in the world.
Punners is actually staying late tonight to cover the LA game.
Oh, God,
so,
I forgot that.
Yeah, you are such a freaking loser.
This is where I would say words.
Who are the Galaxy playing?
Sounders, right?
Isn't
No, it's not Sounders. No. Bro.
Christ almighty.
Come on. You guys don't know. You don't know. Losers.
What were you saying about the...
I was going to say...
That's amazing.
Do you know how many games we've done today? And all these teams are floating around in my head right now.
Yeah, who did Hoffenheim play this weekend, James? Who did Werder Bremen play? Like, good God. I saw Houston
Bremen played at Hanover, didn't they?
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Houston came back from 2-0 down against New
York.
Yeah,
they did actually. Yeah,
a
lot of a red card late in that
gives
one.
Gives a... crap.
These rumors about Alessandro Nesta. These rumors about Alessandro Nesta taking over in Montreal as head coach.
I don't know why Lloyd Barker would say that. No idea
it's
why.
Just I think it's
Grant Wall
utter
from
insanity.
From a close source tweeted it.
Yeah.
Would you be that surprised?
No, I wouldn't be surprised at all. But I think it's insanity.
People have said, and Ivis was tweeting it as well. But people have been saying for a while. It sounds like what goes on in the back rooms there and how they make the decisions in Montreal. It makes TFC look like an organized organization.
Well, just I think they looked at TFC and saw the great success of hiring a first year manager.
Yeah,
as your head coach. No, it worked so well here. They're thinking. Oh,
yeah, Montreal went up in flames there, didn't
Boy,
they?
That was a, that it was a disaster. Disgraceful,
very disgraceful end to that.
And
as
the way
well.
It ended as well. Yeah,
it not was. Ideal.
All right, guys, listen, we're running out of time, obviously.
Keep going, man.
Galaxy are playing Salt Lake. Nil-nil,
13th.
Yeah,
yeah, all right.
Yeah, no, you didn't. Missed it. No. You were. Get your head out of the Colts' fourth quarter. Keep going.
It's in the second.
Keep Whatever. Going. Bits and bobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. I got to pull up the newsletter here.
Newsletter?
By newsletter. You know when I'm not very good with words. I feel like this is not new to
words
anyone.
Words are my enemy as well,
before.
So don't worry about it.
No, it's a huge misconception that I'm actually good with words.
No one thinks that.
Nobody thinks that, actually.
It's not a misconception
it's
at all.
Huge misconception. You think it's a misconception that people think you're good with words.
Who honestly thinks that, man?
No
one does.
Nobody thinks that. You're terribly
I don't know what I've done with this.
How you're allowed on television, actually.
Yeah, it's
stunning to me.
It's there.
So
I found it.
I was not very good with iPhones either.
Yeah. Because, you know, we always get to this point. Like, I write bits and bobs.
I
what
don't
is it?
Have
no
one.
Idea.
I
you have to go something.
I, yeah, something,
sure. Halloween this weekend again? Because there was parties.
No.
We went to Syracuse, and there were Halloween parties happening. Also, $3.50 pitchers.
That's insane.
Stupid. That's just piss. Someone is pissing in a barrel is what
Peeing.
That is.
Peeing in a barrel.
Pissing's fine.
I don't know.
You can say piss off in this country. I've noticed
I don't
that,
think
like,
you can.
You can.
No,
you piss
can.
Off. I hear
really?
It all the time on TV.
You know, like, CRTC is phoning.
And overseas, like in England, that's quite a strong statement over here. I hear it all the time. Oh, you're pissed off. He's pissed off. Like, really? You can say that on TV.
But you can't say, like, pissed, like drunk pissed over here.
No?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. I said it once and I was told to say not say it again.
Really? Mm-hmm. Who was that boy?
No idea.
John McFox?
I don't know, James.
inside jokes. The listeners love the inside
jokes.
Doing
bits and bobs. What's yours? Tell us a good Syracuse story.
Okay, so I went to Syracuse with friends of the show, work on the show, producer Dominic Gentili and
Brad Humber.
Brad Humber. I didn't know what he's called.
Associate producer.
Associate producer. We watched Syracuse men's soccer. Shout out to the Canadians, by the way. Four
sounds dreadful.
Four Canadians.
Sounds awful.
This is the ACC, buddy. Four Canadians.
ACC soccer.
ACC soccer.
Syracuse.
Hey, Travis.
Oh, my God.
Was there NFL lines on the field?
No, but there was this, a clock that counts down.
Oh, my God.
And even better. We actually missed you because your reaction would have been amazing. A stadium announcer, not with pipes like Simon Bennett by any means, but he was trying to do his best. He counted down 10, 9, 8.
No.
First
for regulation.
And second half for regulation.
Is there no?
But what about injury time?
Injury time.
They
don't have it right.
The clock.
That's
the referee decides with a signal. I don't know what it is. To stop the clock. There was times where, like, well, the ball's out and the clock's still running. And then there was a foul. There was an argument.
No.
Stop the clock.
In
they
action.
The clock.
In play.
In
they
play,
stop the clock.
Stop the clock.
In college
Why
soccer.
Mess with what doesn't need
so
to be
So how long
fixed?
Does the game take?
Well, the game, they still play 2 45-minute halves.
But if there's stoppages during the game and then they don't play added time.
They don't play any added time.
Really?
The referee decides.
In fairness, it actually makes a lot more sense than traditionally.
Well, if it isn't traditionally.
Yeah,
Ten.
You think about
nine,
it.
I think about it, but I don't really hate that. But you got to think.
But it's
when
just, it's why mess with the. It's a pretty basic game, you know? Why mess with it?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it makes sense, but it's the little imperfections
Fergie
of the game we
time
love.
Would never exist.
Yeah. Also saw Donovan McNabb's jersey raised at the Carrier Dome as Syracuse played Wake Forest in a game that was described by Dominic Gentili as. Well, the quarterback for Wake Forest, that's the worst quarterback I've ever seen play any level of football organized.
Really? So it was a good trip
then? It was a bad game.
So it was
a great
trip.
$3.50 pitchers. Go to Syracuse.
That's just ridiculous. Yeah. You thought of anything yet?
No.
Okay.
Do you remember what ours was?
Oh, yeah. This is amazing, actually.
Okay.
So we're just yapping away today, right? And Punis goes to me, you know who the streets are? I said, yeah.
Fit, but you know it.
He doesn't know that song.
Fit, but you know it.
I can't insert it here, but that's exactly
But we realized is that me and Dunlop share a common appreciation of
something.
A musician.
Who?
The streets.
Streets.
Oh. Yeah, they're okay. I don't know.
It's
the
a
point,
guy.
The point
it's
is that for years now, we've battled over music. You know, he likes his shh bad rubber shirt party shh, fist bad? Pumping. I was about to say a word that I'm not allowed to use for years. And I'm obviously into more rock and roll. We've gone back and forth numerous times, right?
Yeah.
And you call me old, and I call you child. Old. Yada yada yada. Yep. But now we've actually found a common ground here.
Nice.
It's nice. It's refreshing.
If only there were $3.50 pitchers. Refreshing enough to be shared over some music.
There's no one listening right now, is there?
No.
No.
J-Mo's still listening, I think.
Maybe.
All right. I'm going to go out and get a $23.50 pitcher at the local establishment.
Yikes, buddy.
Probably. It's not $3.50.
TV in Syracuse would be fun, though. Imagine. You'd be done.
I was going to go watch the Colts game, but what's the point now? They're getting smoked.
Well, there's faith in your team.
Someone on Monday at 2:15 Eastern time is going to love this conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
All right. This week, Soccer Central, as usual. Right through to Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern on Sportsnet 1.
Strapping young host.
It's on Sportsnet World. It's not on Sportsnet World this week.
Why would that
not? Well, there's a promo I read earlier on the show. Just says Sportsnet 1.
Yeah, but it also didn't say 360 for Sunday, which
oh boy.
In the other
oh
sense.
Boy. Oh
we
boy.
Have a show. It is on the Empire.
Yeah.
It's 7 o'clock, some point, somewhere.
You can see Connected every night.
You can. What time, Tom?
Midnight Eastern is my show.
All right. Yeah. There you go.
People have disconnected from this podcast.
Champions League is back on Sportsnet this week, of course.
Some big
a fray of many wonderful games.
Yeah, it's the same games as last
match
day. Yeah,
Juve, Real, Milan, Barca.
Ended the promo
Dortmund, Arsenal.
I thought, this is wrong.
Yeah. Sociedad actually won 5-0 this weekend, so that should be a big test for United.
They suck in Europe, man. They're not
but they're playing better now, finally, overall. And the next weekend, actually, is, of many games on the network, is United against Arsenal.
Yeah.
Yay.
Sunday.
Fantastic. So maybe we'll have a better podcast next week.
Or not.
Bobby was good, though.
Yeah,
I think we'll bring Bobby back for sure.
Yeah, oh, there's absolutely. No, I'm saying we should make him do the quiz.
That's a great idea.
We should do it. He could come up with a good one.
You've come up with like two or three in the past before, but that's got
in
be
my good. Life.
Oh yeah,
thanks.
Yeah, all right.
Try.
So that's the podcast. I apologize.
What are you
everyone.
Talking about? It was fine.
It's just crap.
All right,
we'll shut. Right, yeah, bye.